They've got brand new music out. We get to chat with them from the Backstreet Boys. It's Howie D and Nick Carter.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show, guys, and congratulations. New music, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Yeah, glad to be back.
I mean, it is exciting because first day out and you're number one on iTunes. I mean, all these years later, you still get a number one. That's awesome.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
We're very blessed. It goes to amazing fans, amazing support from radio, everybody out there. Thank you guys very much.
Just have an image of you right now. Are you guys like in a convertible going to Malibu or something? That's what it sounds like.
We're taking a beach vacation. We are actually in a car right now on our way to go do some work today. But yeah, not exactly a convertible.
Okay. Like Dana mentioned, 25 years later with you guys, you've got the Las Vegas residency that's going on. You've got brand new music out. You're going to be playing at Good Morning America in Central Park with the summer concert series. Did you think back 25 years later? I mean, you know how big you guys are, but here you are. Look at how many bands. There's only a handful that you can think. Rolling Stones, U2, and you put you guys right up there with, you know, 2.5 decades later that you're still killing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just even an honor to be in that same category, so thank you very much for that. We don't feel worthy of that. Yeah, I mean, we like to say we're resilient. You know, we don't quit. We're like an Energizer battery.
Right. Hopefully, like wine. Hopefully, we get better with time.
You know, we had a woman call us earlier this week, and we asked the question, what is it that you experienced growing up that your kids haven't experienced yet? And she said, posters on the wall of the Backstreet Boys, just fanning out to fangirling to the Backstreet Boys. Like my daughter, who is, I believe, 13 years old, mm-hmm. hadn't experienced that yet, and she wants another Backstreet Boys for her daughter so she can have the same experience when she's growing up.
Wow. It's insane. It's crazy to think like how things have changed now, you know, and technology and just where things are now and where they were then. And you know, it was a very special time for us in, you know, the late 90s and early 2000s. You had to go to concerts to see us. You know, you had to go to TRL. You had to be there, you know, in person to meet your favorite artist. So, you know, we feel like it was a special time.
Well, Howie, speaking of the next boy band or, you know, getting a major group for the younger kids, James, maybe? Well, he's coming up on double digits, right? Is it about time to get your son going? Because I know you said if he becomes a singer like Dad, that would be the ultimate, you know, look at this. This is awesome.
Well, you know what? I think like every parent says, you know, I would never push my kids to do anything that they don't want to do. I'd be happy with him, you know, choosing whatever career he wants. But definitely I would be honored if he wanted to do the music field. And I'm sure Nick would be the same way with his kids. You know, it's in our blood. Well, at least on my side of the family, it's in my blood. Because my wife's side of the family, she doesn't sing exactly as good. But,
After the Vegas residency, do you have any plans to tour?
We do, actually. We're going to we're talking about a tour in March of next year, really starting around maybe like Europe and then come back to America. We're going to put together an entire world tour that we can do, you know, together collectively with maybe some more Vegas stuff. We're really seeing what's going to happen with that. But, you know, we're focused on the album right now, recording new music for the album. Actually, we were literally just listening to some new songs that Steve Aoki had just submitted to us in the car. And so, you know, things are really heating up for us, and we're excited to get back around the world. You know, we're a touring band, and, you know, we want to put together an incredible show for that.
World's happy to have you back, that's for sure. Number one.
Absolutely. iTunes. And don't forget about your friends and family in Orlando when you guys are coming back. The brand new song, it's called Don't Go Breaking My Heart from the Backstreet Boys. It's Howie and Nick. Thank you guys so much, and congratulations on the immediate success.
We miss you, Orlando.
That's right. Love you guys.
See you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Orlando, stay strong.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.